I wonder if Abraham was an auctioneer in the ancient world, because his conversation with the Lord in today's first reading sounds like a reverse auction. Will you save the city for 50? What about 45? Do I hear 40? Who will give me 30, 20, 10? And each time God says, for the sake of those 40, 30, 20, 10, I will not destroy the city. And that's where our first reading ends this morning. And we think this is a great reading during this year of mercy. The Lord spared Sodom and Gomorrah because Abraham interceded for them. Well, my dear friends, this is a great reading because it is God's holy word. But it doesn't end the way you might think. It doesn't end with, and they all lived happily ever after. If you read the very next chapter in the book of Genesis, chapter 19, verse 24, the Lord totally destroys the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah in a sulfurous fire. And you know how bad, sulfur stinks. God rained down fire and brimstone, in other words, fire and sulfur, upon Sodom and Gomorrah. And early the next morning when Abraham looked down towards Sodom and Gomorrah, Abraham saw dense smoke over the land rising like fumes from a furnace. And so now you're probably really confused. God said he would spare the city of Sodom for the sake of even 10 people. So then why did he destroy it in fire and brimstone? Did God change his divine mind? Does God lie? Well, we know that God doesn't change his mind, and we know that God cannot lie. So the obvious answer is that there must have been less than 10 righteous people in the city of Sodom. We read in Genesis chapter 19 that there was only one righteous person in Sodom, and his name was Lot, L-O-T, Lot, whom the Lord did help escape with his wife and two daughters. Lot, you'll remember, was Abraham's nephew. God sent two angels to get Lot out of the city before he destroyed it. Lot hesitated to leave. And so the Bible says, by the Lord's mercy, the two angels seize Lot's hand and the hands of his wife and two daughters and led them to safety outside the city. As soon as they had been brought outside, the angel said to Lot, flee for your life and don't look back. But as you might remember, Lot's wife looked back at the burning city of Sodom, and she immediately turned into a pillar of salt. Now, just as God destroyed the whole world with the great flood, but saved one righteous man, Noah, and his family in the ark, so too God destroyed the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, but saved one righteous man, Lot, and his family. And God the Father looked out over the whole earth, and he found one righteous man on earth, his own beloved Son, Jesus Christ. And he will save all those who believe in Jesus and are the Father's adopted sons and daughters through baptism. But I still want to know, why did God destroy the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah? The Lord said the outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah is so great and their sin so grave. What was this sin that was so grave? The Bible clearly tells us what their sin was: the abomination of homosexual fornication. And that's how we get the word sodomy, because that was the wicked, evil, grave sin that absolutely everybody in Sodom practiced, except for Lot and his family. I think we forget that the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah is an act of God's mercy. I should say that again because that's kind of jarring. The destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah is an act of God's mercy. The most merciful thing God could have done for that city was to destroy it. We know that God is love and mercy himself. We know that he is always perfectly just and perfectly merciful. He can't help but act with perfect mercy and perfect justice at every moment. So the most merciful thing God could have done for the city of Sodom was to destroy it. I think it's also important to remember that Jesus himself talked a lot about Sodom and Gomorrah in the gospel. I think he talked about it several times so that we would avoid their fate. In Matthew's gospel, chapter 11, verse 24, Jesus says, "It will go better for the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than for us." That's a pretty sobering thought. From the words of our Lord himself, it will be better for the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than for us. So with such a sobering thought, what does all this talk about Sodom and Gomorrah mean for us? I came up with three things. First, I'm reminded of Romans chapter 12, verse 9, and Hebrews chapter 10, verse 30, that says, "Vengeance is mine, says the Lord." Vengeance does not belong to us, but to God. We cannot take vengeance on people because it is so difficult for us to be perfectly just and perfectly merciful at the same time. Only God can act with vengeance. Hence, the Bible says, "Vengeance is mine, says the Lord." When we want to act with vengeance, God says to us, "Just wait. I'll take care of it. I will be fighting for you, so don't worry. Your job is to keep still and to trust in me." As we prayed this morning at Lourdes, God will deal out vengeance to the nations at the proper time. Second, the only person in the world I can change is me. The only one I have control over is myself. "What's wrong with the world?" G.K. Chesterton asked, and he answered, "I'm what's wrong with the world." It's easy to say everybody else is what's wrong with the world. Everybody else has faults and problems. And G.K. Chesterton says, no. What's wrong with the world is me. And so how do we change the world? Every person has to make a commitment to change themselves. Every person on the planet has to be converted totally to Jesus Christ. If the Lord came tonight, would I be one of the guilty people of Sodom? Or would I be one of the innocent people he would send an angel to lead to safety? I can only change myself. I have to humble myself before God during this year of mercy, confess my sins honestly in the sacrament of penance, and be washed clean in the precious blood of Christ so that I can be one of the innocent people the Lord might save our nation over. When the Son of Man comes, will he find any faith on the earth? Jesus asks. When the Son of Man comes again in his glory to our Sodom and Gomorrah, will he find anyone who believes in him? Will he find anyone who does his most holy will? And finally, we have to pray that That's the theme of today's scripture readings. Pray, ask, plead, and then pray again. And pray, pray, pray persistently. Do you know that every month I offer one Mass in reparation for our sins? And every parish in the diocese is invited to offer one Mass a month in reparation for our sins. I know that those powerful Masses are going to bear much fruit. And we're not just supposed to pray, but pray and fast. For Jesus said in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 17, verse 21, that some demons are only cast out through prayer and fasting. And so we pray, 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 and make sacrifices. Like Abraham, we're bold and we beg God to spare our nation. We say, Lord, even if there were five righteous people in the United States, would you please spare it? In her famous diary, St. Faustina writes that one day the Lord said to her that he was going to destroy the city of Warsaw in Poland with the same chastisement with which he had punished Sodom and Gomorrah. St. Faustina saw the great wrath of God and a shudder pierced her heart. And Jesus said to her, my child, unite yourself closely to me during the holy sacrifice of the Mass and offer my body and my wounds to my Father in expiation for the sins of that city. Do this for 7 days. And on the seventh day, St. Faustina saw Jesus in a bright cloud, and she began to beg him to look upon the city and upon her whole country. And Jesus answered her, for your sake, I will bless this country. And St. Faustina saw our Lord make a big sign of the cross over the country of Poland. And then St. Faustina reflects, seeing the goodness of God, a great joy filled my soul. Would that for our sakes, because of our prayers and sacrifices, the Lord would bless our entire country. That he would, for the sake of the few, not destroy us. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world.